Hello to all my guys, girls, gays, theys, and everybody in between. Welcome to the SheLead Showcase. I, of course, am your hostess with the Moses, the shaman of SheLead, the hardest working woman in podcasting. We'll talk about it at the end, don't worry. Miss Katie Kinsey, baby. Thank you, darling. Joining me, back, making the Roman Reigns return once again.
I know, right? The Roman Reigns. Yeah. That's, acknowledge me, guys.
Acknowledge her.
Acknowledge me. See, look, I have a little Roman Reigns right here. See? Acknowledge me.
There we go. There we go. There. I'm, of course, talking about my lovely co-host, the Young Bucks Nation sensation, the fire-breathing, it's okay, the fire-breathing, the Rhodes family, and the spice of life, the sassiest senorita that I know, the hangman Adam Page, to my widow, Adam Cole, and little Rhea, Bebe, Miss Y2 Garcia, Savannah, how are you?
Oh, man, Katie. I already told you, but they don't know, so I'm gonna talk like I'm barely telling you now that it's been a day. It's been a day. Kind of had a really rough morning. Only Katie knows why. I'm not gonna talk about what happened, because mostly because if I do, I will start crying. It was a rough morning, and Katie can concur that I went through kind of something kind of rough. I don't wish that upon anyone, but it's okay, because guess what? I'm sitting here. And I'm totally fine. My hair's down. I'm not fanning myself. I'm not sweating. I don't have fans blasting everywhere. You wanna know why? Because the AC's finally fixed. Yay! The AC's fixed.
Good.
So, yeah. So, and I'll be back. I'm back. This Roman Reigns return is gonna last at least until October. Because I think I'm going somewhere in October. So, we got a few months without a break from, well, a non-official break from me, which we'll get into later, but yeah. Other than that, I'm doing pretty alright. So, just trucking along.
Hey, you know, we all be going through something in one way, shape, form, or another. And you know, sometimes shit just gets you down.
Yeah, but it's also Hangman's birthday, so I'm trying to stay happy, because, you know, happy it's birthday, his birthday. Hangman. And happy belated birthday to Katie. I was not here for Katie's birthday week. She was wearing the shirt that I got her, which, you know, Adam on brand, you know, with Katie, you know, Adam Cole, baby, you know. Yeah, if it's Adam Cole, it's meant for Katie, so, yeah.
That's true, guys. That's true. You know the way to my heart? Adam Cole and Rhea Ripley. And Scream. My friend got me this for my birthday.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a really cool shirt.
It's very comfortable. Before we, like, deep dive into news and rumors, just an update. So, y'all remember when I applied for the media of SummerSlam?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did not get an email.
Boo
was all around. But, Haley, our mutual friend, she did get in. It is her first time going to be in the media room. So, I am happy she's going to be there. And a few other people that, like, I know via the Twitter space are going to be there. It does suck, because you want more representation and you want more women, and I've only seen, like maybe two women who have gotten it.
You know who the other one is? If Haley's one of them?
Off the top of my head, no. I've just, like, people just keep, like, tweeting it. They're like, thank you, WWE, for this chant. Like, I saw a lot of that, and once I still have been aggressively checking my email every day, like, when I come home from work. Like, I put it under the podcast email, because I was like, I feel like it's a little more professional. I've been checking it consistently every day since Monday, and everyone basically got their emails Monday, and I was like, well, that's fine.
They got to invite you to the payback one. They got to invite you to the payback one. You're in Pittsburgh. You're local.
If I'm not in the Pittsburgh the Pittsburgh one, someone is going to have to talk to me. Like, face to face.
Yeah, for sure. Because I'm like, dude, you're fucking local. Come on now.
I'm right there. I'm 20 exactly. minutes from the arena.
There you go. What the... It needs to happen, all right? I'll knock on wood for you.
Allison said they're lost. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Reek was even tweeting a Triple H for me. That's the advocate right there.
I was gonna say he is the advocate, so he should.
He is.
Since I'm like Roman Reigns, man, because I'm always coming and going, and he's the advocate, so our special counsel.
He's many a thing, and I appreciate him. But like, yeah, so like it does actually kind of fucking suck, but you know we're gonna keep on trucking along. That means I'm just gonna keep grinding. I have 2 interviews that are going to go out whilst we're on hiatus. Look at me go. Okay. Haven't done an Inside the Mind of in like 3 months, but nah, yeah, I'm going to put you out while we're gone, because that makes a whole lot of sense. So, it's fine. I mean, I'm no like big media personality, and maybe I need to just start putting my foot in my mouth and make up stupid shit and say stupid shit.
Don't do it, Katie. Don't sell out. That's literally selling out. You would be the Seth Rollins of 2014. Whew. if you do that. Don't sell out.
Yeah. I mean, well...
And then you can't sell out and then say, I didn't sell out, I bought in.
Yeah, literally would be me. But no, like, did you... I don't know, you might not have seen it, like the Brian Alvarez stuff.
Dude, there's a lot of shit going on with him and Uncle Dave and stuff, so it could be many things that I possibly could or could not have heard, so you could just go ahead and tell me.
It was from, I believe it was from, like, today or something. Allison said, don't sell out. I won't.
Yeah, don't sell
out. Don't worry, guys.
Katie, I love you, but I will cue you sold out chance. I would make a shirt that says you sold out.
I am much better than that. And yes, like you are. Like you all have said, it's their loss. It's fine.
Exactly.
But no, so like he was on his little show or whatever talking about how he, quote, doesn't understand, end quote, why people chant whoop that trick at Trick Williams and NXT. And if it quote unquote doesn't make sense to you, maybe it's not for you. That's not something you know. It's clearly not. Every person I have seen on Twitter, Black Twitter is hysterical. The majority of my friends are on that side of Twitter, and it is the funniest thing. Because they're all hysterical. They're all some of the funniest people that I know. And they're like, all just like, clearly it's not for you, Brian. Like, get the fuck out of here.
No, but even then, like, if you don't get it, like, why? I guess, like, the way you're making it seem like he's talking about it is, like, if it's such a big deal. Like, if you don't get it, then okay, you don't get it. Because maybe it's because I don't watch... It's on NXT, right? I don't watch NXT. So
yeah, you don't watch NXT.
So I'm totally confused, but I'm not going to go out and say, I don't understand why they do that. First of all, I didn't even know they did do that in the first place. But I'm not going to say I don't understand it. Or, like, who cares if you don't understand it? So the way it seems like, based on what I've been told by you, Katie, is that he's making it seem like because I don't understand, it's a big deal. Like, I don't understand, so therefore, like...
He's making it seem like it's a bad thing that they're chanting it. When, like, they're not.
Exactly. Exactly. And, like, it's like, because he doesn't get it, then, you know, therefore it's not a good... Yeah, basically what you said, it's not a good thing. It must not mean something good, that's why I was, like, really confused. Like, that's it? I was like, that's what he's big... That's what he's complaining about? There's so many other things in wrestling you can complain about.
Ridiculous.
And it be valid to complain about.
It's stupid, it's ridiculous, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I can never... Like, I'll never put my foot in my mouth like that. And if I do, someone please fucking call me out on it. Because the amount of people I have seen call him out is hysterical.
I'm telling you, Katie, you sold out shirt.
You're not getting me a goddamn you sold out shirt. I haven't sold out. Not yet.
I'm just saying. No, hopefully not. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, Katie, I love you, man. And I know you're in charge of me. But, like, I'm going to say, you sold out, man. Seth Rollins.
I mean, I do love Seth, but...
I know, I do love Seth, too, but Not during that time. I fucking hated him because I was a big Dean Ambrose fan, so.
Yes, she was an Ambrose fan. But, you know, since I brought up dumbass Brian, let's just go into more news and rumors. I almost made Savannah spit out her drink.
That's the way you said it, dumbass Brian.
Because he's stupid. They're all fucking stupid. Him, Uncle Dave, they're all dumb. It pisses me off that they have, like, the platform that they do. Because they just spew bullshit.
That's probably the reason why they do have that platform. A lot of the dirt sheets, that is the reason, because they're controversial, you know? Because they say stupid shit, and of course they get a reaction. So, like, yep. Any clout, good or bad, is clout at the end of the day, so I guess they'll take it.
It's because they're sickos. But I don't have a whole lot. AEW stuff. Orange Cassidy is now a backstage producer in AEW.
I saw that. I was like, okay. He's probably like, whatever.
He's like, probably pop like, off.
They probably like give him like, they give him an idea for the show and he just...
I think they said he produced, what was it? I can't remember which tag match it was. It was one of the tag matches that was on Rampage, I think. I think it was like Brian Cage and Big Bill. Versus so. Beretta and Sydal.
I think you're. I do know that it was Rampage matches, but I don't remember which ones.
But like, regardless, kudos. I mean, it was a pretty good match. So well done, OC. Chris Hero is also now apparently a backstage producer in AEW. I don't know which shows he will be kind of producing. I have not seen information on that yet. But I did just see that he is, like, if not fully, like, very much in talks of, like, that much closer to becoming a backstage producer. Which, yeah. That's also a good name to have. Chris Hero's had a hell of a career. Good, bad, and different. Whether he made it places or not, he's still a fantastic wrestler.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Roosh? Oh, what's up? Chuss? What's up, your podcast, Justin? Roosh is now officially 100% All Elite Wrestling. His original contract was only for a year. It expired, but he did renew it. He's not with AAA or CML. I can't remember which one he was actually with. But he is no longer with them. He is 100% All Elite Wrestling. I believe his contract's 4 years now. I very well could be wrong on that year.
Yeah, but, I mean, good for him. If he obviously feels comfortable or happy enough to sign with AEW, then, yeah, you should, you know? And there shouldn't be any pressure, and I don't think there was. So I'm glad he, you know, knows what he wants, and he got what he wanted, you know?
Exactly. Matt said, oh, yeah. Savannah is back.
I am back again. Oh, my God, we're back again.
Oh, great song. Great song.
Great song, yes. Great song. And not until October will I be taking an unofficial day off, so...
Can't miss the last episode before the hiatus. Exactly, exactly. Matt knows. More AEW stuff. On their website, Santana and Ortiz are now being named Proud and Powerful again, which means we're one step closer to getting Santana back, who was injured for quite some time and dealing with a lot of personal stuff, and Ortiz back together, which means they did make up because there was backstage beef between the two of them.
Yeah, I was like, dude, I'm like, come on, guys, please.
But I am pushing and petitioning Proud and Powerful dethrones FTR.
That has to happen. Please make it happen. Like, it's long overdue, and dude, if they're making up and becoming the tag team again, it's gotta happen. Like, please.
It's true. I think Santana tweeted something, too, but I can't remember. I should have took a screenshot of it, but I forget. Just said, Katie, SummerSlam next weekend. Hell yeah, SummerSlam next weekend, baby!
Already? I forget. It's actually early this year.
Dude, you're telling me! Yeah, 2 years ago, Vegas, shout out, it was like August 21st or something. And I have not packed. I just bought a new bathing suit today. I'm slow progress here, guys. Slow progress.
Look, I'm one to do, like, pack at like midnight the day of. That's how I am. I'm like, dude, I'm like, I'll pack later. It doesn't take that long to pack. And then also me, it's like 9 p.m. and I'm just thinking about maybe I should start packing. And then around maybe 10 or 11 p.m. I'm actually packing.
Matt said,
I'm so
I hate him. Do they have gambling in Detroit? Can you still bet on black?
There's no gambling in Tejas.
There is no gambling in Tejas. There is a possibility there's gambling in
No,
Detroit.
no gambling and no weed in Tejas, but firearms, that's cool.
Yeah, that's a
No
whole nother
license, no
conversation.
background, no license, no background check, but weed and gambling, that's just too much.
And then he said, Justin said, check out Mom's spaghetti M&M's.
Dude, you should!
I'm not gonna
You
have
should go to Mom's.
time. Y'all, I fly
Okay.
in Saturday morning. I don't get to Detroit until like 1, and then I gotta like shower, change, figure out my life, and then head to the fucking Ford Field. I'm busy.
What about the day after, or do you leave the day
I'm
after?
flying back out Sunday morning at like 5:30 in the morning.
No!
I know, it sucks, but I'll get him next time, guys. I'll get him next time. Where do I go now? So it's like news, but like not really news. Brandi Rhodes did an interview. I don't know if it was her. Yeah, I think it was her interview. She did an interview with Chris Van Vliet. Shout out, we love him. She said she has officially retired from in-ring competition. She even said, I think in the quote, it wasn't like super. I can't remember the word she used.
Eventful along those lines.
Not something like that, maybe.
No, really? It wasn't though.
More so like her announcement was like lackluster because also she hasn't been like on TV since Cody left AEW, so
That's just being on TV. She hasn't wrestled in, I don't even know how long.
it probably at least 3 years, maybe two.
And it's not like she was wrestling a lot anyway. Like, first of all, she got her career going as an announcer in the WWE, and then she kind of started in
True.
Ring of Honor after Cody left. Like, it wasn't, yeah, Brandi herself said it right. Very, very lackluster, to say the least.
Listen, if it's between gambling and food, gamble. I mean, shit, I'm always gonna gamble. Come on now.
And then with if you win, then you can reward yourself by getting food.
It's like a reward.
Like a treat.
Wasn't it? Oh yeah, where am I going? So Kevin Owens is official, like quite legitimately hurt.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that. I saw the news about it. I haven't seen that part of Raw yet because, again, I haven't been able to watch much wrestling this week. I've been busy. I was out of town and then plans and stuff. But I saw that he apparently got legitimately injured. I was like, what the fuck
So
happened?
he's had like a nagging injury for a while, which seems to be a theme for quite some people. Seth said in an interview that like his back, his knee, and something else, I can't remember off the top of my head, but like a lot of people are still dealing with a lot of injuries. So Kev has had an injury for a little bit. I believe they said it was his ribs, and they're not sure how long he's gonna be out, which means we're not getting a tag team match at SummerSlam, which kind of fucking sucks because like I wanted to
Come
see
on, man.
that live, but
Yeah.
just being a little selfish here.
Sorry, I'm reading the comments about Texas. Justin says only places in Texas, Dallas area, Houston-ish are cool. That's true. That's why I love going to Dallas. Not just because I have family there, but it's cool. I love going there. Whataburger is good. Whataburger is the fucking best. In-N-Out is for cloud chasers. Absolutely correct. Justin says he hasn't been to El Paso. Would you want to? If you want some bomb ass Mexican food, by all means, you should come to El Paso. But there's a lot of dry heat, so,
Yeah.
which is I think worse than the humidity because it was triple digit heat in Dallas when I went. But it wasn't, you couldn't feel it as much because it's because of the humidity, as bad as humidity is, but the dry heat, ugh. And then Matt says Austin is the only redeemable part of Texas. I have never been to Austin, surprisingly, as much as even though I do live here. I've not been to Austin, but the only reason why I find that hard to believe is because that's where the governor resides, and I don't like the governor, so.
This is true. Oh, and then he said, with Cody being awesome and Brandy retired, whose family is Savannah eating now?
Well, I still don't like Cody.
She's
I
still a
still
Cody hater, bro. I don't, I
not
can't
just
get her
not
off of it.
and not just that, because like I saw the thing where he was like limping all like dramatically backstage and stuff, like, and people were making fun of him for that. I'm like, that's just the shit that personally pisses me off. I'm like, he tries too hard. For me, he just tries too hard. And if not, if it's not the Rhodes family eating, then maybe, I don't know, the CM Punk. Because you know how I am with that guy. Sorry, Matt. Sorry, Vince. I know y'all are Chicago natives, but.
And Justin. Oh,
And
and
just, yeah. But Justin's giving me the least amount of shit about it, so.
that's true.
So, much apologies, I will say, but yeah.
Oh, Vince said it's the effects of the curse of Riddle why Kevin's injured. Don't no. No. Kevin has
I
not
said what
wanted
I said.
anything to do with Riddle since the jump, as quite literally said he did not like the man and didn't know why Sammy wanted to be friends with him. This is Sammy's fault.
Kevin Owens is very smart for that.
And you know what, Matt? I agree. Let's stop before we derail the show any further.
I said, you know what Matt said? I said what I said. I said what I said. So there you go.
So, anyways, two more things I have before Savannah's gonna do G1 stuff.
Yes,
Justin, don't
we're getting there,
worry.
Justin.
We'll get there. NXT No Mercy. They're getting all the Ruthless Aggression type era
Yeah.
pay-per-views, which I mean, I'm down. I'm about it. Like Great American Bash is on Sunday. No. Yeah, Sunday. So now they're getting No Mercy, which will be September 30th. Kudos to them. I'm excited to see where that I can't remember where they said it was gonna be. I didn't write the location. But we get another one to, pop off all that shit. And then, Iron Claw. You guys remember we talked about this? The Von Erichs movie. We have a
Yes.
release date now.
Yeah.
Just hit your
My dad
knee.
texted. Yes, because I have a little table next to it for my iPad, and I was lifting up my knee to cross my leg, and boom, I just hit it. So yeah, kind of hurt, but I'm good. My dad texted me, back to the movie. My dad texted me about it. He's like, "You want to go see it?" I'm like, "Hell yeah, I want to go see it."
Yeah, so it does come out December 22nd this year. I'm assuming that the strikes won't delay any of that stuff. I think it's more so just movies that are like
I think
in
they're that
production
are
and
filming,
pre-production.
yeah. Yeah, because I think I saw, because I was looking it up, because I was like, I was just kind of curious. I was like, I wonder when the movie comes out. That's before the release date came out. And it said that it was officially, I don't know when it said this, when this article came out, but that it was officially in post-production. So I was like, all right, so now it's probably, it won't be affected by the strike, hopefully, because I really want to see that movie. I mean, Zac Efron and MJF in the same movie, I mean.
In the same family. I didn't realize MJF was going to be a Von Erich.
Yeah, that's crazy, but I'm so looking forward to it. I might just wear an MJF shirt just because, and I do have
Also,
one now.
shout out to Jeremy Allen White, the
Yes.
Bear, as some people know him, Lip from Shameless. He's also in the movie. I believe he's the one who's still alive.
I don't know, I know, but I'm not very well educated on the story of the Von Erichs. My dad's told me like details of like here and there a few times about like, what's happened, and how like each of like some of them have passed and stuff. So I don't remember you know, first of all, I don't remember, like, a lot of the names, but I don't, and I also don't remember, like, how some of them passed or which one's still alive, but I just know it is for sure that it is a very sad story. Isn't there, like, a Dark Side of the Ring episode on it?
It is, yeah. I highly recommend, if nobody has seen the Dark Side yet, watch it.
I'll probably watch it tonight.
I watched it, like, not too long after I found out about, like, the Ironclad movie coming out, and I was like, I wanted to watch it, because, like, I knew, like you, I knew a little bit. I didn't know, like, the how sad and awful that story is, that tragic, like, that family is tragic, like, that's a tragedy, and it's so sad that only one of the brothers is still alive.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But enough of my talking for now. Yes. Savannah.
Yes.
G1 tings, Is it over?
No.
Okay.
It's not over. But clearly don't. It actually. Hold on. Let me see the calendar, because it was started on the 15th. The 15th was a Saturday. So
it was Justin's birthday.
Right after. Yeah. Oh, happy birthday! Happy belated birthday. But the week before I took the week off, that the week prior is when it started. Right after the show, basically, because it was Saturday. So we've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 nights, and a lot more draws than, I don't know when was the last time we've had this many draws. A lot of matches went to a 20-minute draw, so there's a lot, if you notice odd numbers, that's because, you know, if you get a draw, you get only 1 point, as opposed to winning where you get 2, and losing where you get 0 points. So, because, like I just counted, there are 9 nights that I have not kept y'all updated with because I took last week off. So, instead of reading out every single person's, you know, points and who had which match when, because from the 9 nights, it's just going to take way too long.
Yeah.
For this week only, I'm just going to do the stand, like, where each wrestler stands, how many points they have up until this point.
Okay.
So, like, this technically is this morning, so, because it's the 27th as of recording.
Yes.
Was the most recent, at the time of recording, was the most recent, night of the G1. So, and it was the A and B block that competed, so if the points seem a little inconsistent, like, some blocks might have more than others, it's because the C block and the D block have not done the next night, if that makes sense. So I'm just gonna talk about, how many total points, points each wrestler has up until this point. So I'm just going to try and do this as best as I can. From the A block, Sonata has 10 points. He has the most points out of everyone. He's undefeated, so that's pretty cool. Which makes me wonder really quick. He's the champion, so I wonder, like, you know, wonder who he's going to lose to, or if he's going to lose at all. Because, you know, it's kind of rare when the champs win, so we'll see. But anyways, Chase Owens has 4 points, Hikuleo has 4, Ren Narita has 2, Shota Umino, or Mox's son, or Shooter, has 6 points, Yota Tsuji has 3, Gabe Kidd has 5, and Kaito Kiyomiya, which is someone I'm going for, because I kind of want him to face Okada in the finals, but if it doesn't happen, I won't be that upset, but their feud is just incredible, so, and it's far from over, so I want more of those two just killing each other, but obviously they're in separate blocks, so that's not going to happen soon, unless they're in the finals. But anyways, so the B block, we have, speaking of, Kazuchika Okada with 8 points, Yoshihashi with 4, Taichi with 6, Kenta with 4, Great Okan with 2, Will Ospreay with 8, I don't know why I put 2, but I added it up right now, it's 8, I typed that wrong typo.
Okay.
Tangaloa is 4, and El Phantasmo is 4. Now to the C block, David Finlay has 6, Tomaru Ishii has 2, Evil has 6, Tamatanga has 6, Shingo Takagi, Shingo Takagi has 4, Aaron Hernari has 2, Eddie Kingston has 4, and Mikey Nichols has 2, that's the C block, and rounding off with the D block, we have Hiroshi Tanahashi with 4 points, Tetsuya Naito with 4 points, Hiroki Goto with 4 points, Zack Sabre Jr. with 6, Toru Yano with 0, he's the only one who has not won a match, Jeff Cobb with 8, Shane Hayes with 4, and Alex Coughlin with 2. So that is your G1 update. Katie, cue the jingle.
Da-na-na, da-na-na.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Those are your G1. Honestly, I agree. I agree with Justin. It's pretty unpredictable. And again, I did not expect so many draws. I was like, really? I'm not upset about it, but it is taking me by surprise. However, I will say, a little bit of a spoiler, but I really, I know I said I wanted Kiyomiya and Okada in the finals, but that's just mostly because I want them to face each other one-on-one. I would love to see it. I think they have once, but it was on a Noah pay-per-view that I have not seen. So if it did not happen, and if I'm just making shit up and I'm tripping, then it has not happened, and I want to see it happen. But that being said, I really, really want Will Ospreay to win because he absolutely killed it with Okada. He finally beat Okada, so I'm just like, this dude needs to win, all right? I know he's the U.S. champ, but he needs to win, all right? Even if you make him a double champ, just fucking let him win, bro.
Whoever the person with 0 points is, that's me. Tag yourself.
Taro Yano, it's because, I used to like Toriano because he's a comedic relief wrestler, hands down. But, and at first I thought, oh, this is funny. He would always, a lot of the times he would win, it's because it was, a fluke or something. During the King of Pro Wrestling conventional, in Wrestle Kingdom, the first night you have, the Battle Royal, and then the last four standing go on to the next night to compete for the actual trophy, or it's now a belt. Shingo Takagi turned into a belt. Okay. But Toriyano would always win. There was two years in a row he won accidentally, or he would somehow end up in the final four, or he would do some dumb shit to end up winning. It got old after a while, so I'm just I'm not upset that he's gotten 0 points. So
damn.
I kind of do want them to kick. I want them to kick each other in the face. That's basically what started the whole feud. It was during New Japan versus Noah. From this year, actually, and it was a tag match, and Kiyomiya just nailed Okada right in the nose, kicked him right in the nose, and they just started brawling afterwards. I believe that match ended in disqualification, disqualification, but they ended the match. So, okay.
So
yeah, it is kind of right. So yeah, I want them to kill each other basically because I know it's gonna be good, really good. So please let me have that at some point, even if it is at Wrestle Kingdom. I'll take it.
She'll take it.
But yeah, those are G1 updates and my little wish list of what I want to see from New Japan.
Alrighty, moving on to today in women's wrestling history. Like Savannah said, today, of course, being July 27th as we record. Queens of Combat 35, Queens of the Galaxy Volume 2 from 2019. Just saw a lot of names that sounded familiar to either both of us or just me. Veda Scott, Kiera Hogan, Ariel Monroe. We know her as Big Swole. Yeah. Asia Pereira, I'm 99% sure that's Ref Asia in WWE. So shout out. She was a wrestler first. Kelly Klein, Ray Lynn, Chris Statlander, Faye Jackson, who was one half of the tag team champions in Queens of Combat, and Diamante, who was at the time in 2019 at this pay-per-view. She was the Queens of Combat champion. So, shout out. Nice little indie show.
A lot of names I recognize. Yeah.
See?
A lot of names I recognize.
I started doing that instead of, putting everybody that, neither of us would know. And I was like, this is too much work for me. Work smarter, not harder, folks.
Exactly.
Words of wisdom. You know what, Savannah? Wrestlers of the Week, why don't you start? We're taking a hiatus.
Oh, wow.
Fuck it.
I was gonna say, and I was out last week.
And you were gone last week.
Yeah. So, I didn't get to watch that much wrestling, but I was able to watch some. And so I have only one pick for my tag team, who I will start with, obviously. I'm going to give it to the Lucha Bros. I love those guys. I've missed those guys. I know they've been doing a lot of Ring of Honor stuff, which I don't watch Ring of Honor. So, but they won their match, and it was really good. So, and it's good to see them back on Dynamite. So, love that. And, yeah, they're my pick. Which kind of makes me wonder where they stand with, like, Death Triangle. Because, like, you know, Pac, it seems to me like they're, like, face, and then Pac's a heel. But also Pac left at Blood and Guts. He, like, kind of said, fuck all y'all, and left. So, who knows? We'll have to wait and see. But, yeah, the Lucha Bros are my tag team pick.
There, man, though. It's a good pick, solid pick. I'm going with, hopefully, the next NXT Tag Team Champions come Sunday. Stax and the Don of NXT, Tony D'Angelo. Forget about it. If they don't fucking win these titles on Sunday, I'm gonna be pissed. They should have won the last pay-per-view, TakeOver, PLE, whatever the hell you want to call it. They should have won last time. And then we had this whole arc where everyone thought Stax was the rat. Not me. I knew he wouldn't rat on the Don. So, like, it's just this whole story arc. They had a great match on NXT against, I don't have my notebook in front of me. Price and Nima, I believe, are the names. They're a newer tag team in NXT. Also very good. But, you know, I'm all about my D'Angelo family. So, that is my pick for tag team of the week.
Okay, I am Womenses. I have one. She won her match. Pretty good match. Giving it to the man, Becky Lynch. Love me some Becky Lynch. You know, she beat Zoe Starks. And it was a good match, and it was one of the few matches I was able to watch on Raw, so...
Yay! Yay! Hoot hoot!
Yay!
Hoot hoot! I want everyone to be surprised with who I pick. I'm picking Rhea.
What?
I know! Really? Well, it's the first match she's fucking had in so goddamn long. Supposed to have a match against Liv, just beat the shit out of Liv Morgan. So that match didn't happen on Raw. But she did have one hell of a match in NXT against Lyra Valkyria. And she basically, like, you know how Trish has put, like, her stock into Zoe? Rhea is basically doing that with Lyra. So I'm about it because I love Lyra, obviously. And I can point at her, little baby Rhea Ripley over here. It was such a good match, and it was like one of the longer matches on the show too, so I love it. I love it. So she's my pick.
Nice. For Manzes, I have two.
Okay.
I mentioned it earlier during G1 updates. They absolutely killed it. I guess technically last night, but it was really very early this morning. Kazuchika Okada and Will Ospreay, every time they step in the ring with each other, they absolutely tear the house down. I loved the match. Will Ospreay finally got that dub over Okada, and dude, like I always say, I need to put this on a shirt, but I will probably get sued for like copyright or whatever. But don't sleep on Ospreay. Like, don't do it, guys. Don't do it. This guy is gold. He's beaten Kenny Omega and Okada like in the same year. And I'm like, this dude's going places. And I'm hoping the next place is Wrestle Kingdom for the title. And, you know, he seems like, you know, the guy to beat Sonata for the title. Because, you know, it's like one of those, like, well, who is it going to be or who should it be? I'm Will Ospreay, man. But, like, I really need to get myself a Will Ospreay shirt at this point. Like, it's almost a crime that I don't have one as often as I talk about don't sleep on Will Ospreay.
I will say, whatever theme that he used at Forbidden Door, loved it, slapped, added it to my Spotify playlist. I was driving home from work the one day, and I was like, what fucking song is this? And I looked, and I was like, oh, it's this song. Bro, it's good.
And we had, like, the TVs. It was a really fucking good-ass entrance. That whole everything about that match, even including the entrances, was incredible. Like, you know, me and Devil's Sky, fucking live for Devil's Guy.
Yes, you do.
You know, and then Will Ospreay. Ospreay versus Kenta was also dope. Like, I'm telling you, don't sleep on Will Ospreay. This guy is a fuck. Well, he is a champion, but he's like figuratively and literally a champion. Like, I fucking love that guy.
Pop off William Ocean Spray.
Ocean Spray, Ocean Water, whatever you want to call him.
I have one pick for my man's. For the sheer fact, the match was fun. But for the sheer fact that they really played into the whole PAX old gimmick of the man that gravity forgot. Yeah. They really played into that last night, and it was so funny. For those who are unaware, quick little story time. Pac was in WWE, known as Neville. He was monikered, big word for Elmo. That's me. I'm Elmo. He was monikered as the man that gravity forgot because Mans was consistently in the air doing crazy flips and all of this fun stuff. So on Dynamite last night, he faced someone named Gravity, which I didn't know was a person. I thought they were really just like pulling my leg the whole time.
Yeah,
it's not like I love Pac. The match was fine, but I'm doing it for the sheer fact that they just played it in that gimmick so fucking much. And Pac is just a bastard, and I love that for myself.
Yeah, he is a bastard. I actually met him when he was Neville, the guy that Gravity forgot. So.
Crazy,
yeah. I still have my signed toy IC belt that I had him sign for me. Still under Neville, obviously. But I would love to meet him as Pac, because, you know, I could say I met him from both, the best, from both worlds, you know? As Neville and as Pac.
Best of both worlds? Hannah Montana?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god, crazy.
Yes, you got it.
What can I say? I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Alright, question of the week. I didn't really, like, I was contemplating. I was like, do we want to do, like, an actual, like, question? Or should we just talk about, like, what we kind of want to do for the rest of the year? We're going on a 2-week hiatus, for those who aren't unawares. I have many vacations that all coincided with each other because my life is a joke. So that is why, because I will not have... I'm taking my other, like, not this laptop, the other laptop I'm taking, just as a precaution, and so I can still use it. But
yeah.
We tried to do a show in Vegas last year, or while I was in Vegas last year, and the Wi-Fi was terrible. I'm not trying to fight with Wi-Fi and OBS and all of this stuff whilst I'm gone. So we decided, 2 weeks, take a break, we'll hang out, we'll come back bigger, better, and on StreamYard, more than likely, because I'm sick of OBS.
Yeah.
But, what do you want to accomplish in the rest of the year? I'll ask you this. Whether it's, like, more New Japan TakeOver, more like The Fuse, possibly, like, being on another person's show, like, what aspirations do you have for the rest of the year?
Well, of course, I would like to be on other people's shows. It's always a lot of fun to be on other people's shows as, like, a guest. Every show I've been on, not only, like, were the hosts incredibly, like, nice and funny, and overall, it was just a really good time. I always enjoy, I know I'm not on a lot of shows, but still, never had a bad experience with the ones that I have been on. So that's definitely one thing. Another thing is, yeah, definitely try and get those episodes out of, like, The Fuse, New Japan TakeOver. Something I do want to do, and I do think I might want to do a New Japan TakeOver specifically on this, but it's more me asking the question, and I'm a doormat. I just get too scared. But if I ever gain the courage to ask, there's one of the local wrestlers. If you follow me on Instagram, I'm a huge fan of this local wrestler. His name is Cosmo Orion. He's a big Japanese wrestling fan also. So it would be kind of cool to do a show with him. But would be even cooler also is if we can do it, like, not over Zoom, like, face-to-face. So yep. All we would have to do is just... That's an ultimate goal of this year. I don't know what I would do. Like, I would want to do New Japan TakeOver because, like I said, he's a big fan of Japanese wrestling. But what exactly? I'm not sure. I don't know if I want to do just like with just chit chat or if I want to do a recap with him. He's also busy. He like jumps from here in El Paso to Arizona almost every weekend.
Okay.
And then with me starting college again, like I'm already doing online classes, so and then like I'm gonna start going back in person in August. So it seems very unlikely, and then what keeps it very, very unlikely is me not having the courage to ask, because I already feel like I'm kind of bothering him at this point, so I'm just kind of giving him space, because I've like seen him like every week for like the last 3 weeks and stuff. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna leave him alone for a little bit, and then maybe the next time I see him and he comes out and I say hi to him, maybe I'll ask, but I really doubt it, because every time I talk to him, I just get so nervous. So I'm just like, it's just an idea at this point. Unless someone clips this and tags him, I wouldn't be that upset, because that's just kind of like, you know, asking for me at this point. So, but yeah, that's the ultimate one. Someone broke something.
I heard that in my headphones.
Yeah,
Jesus
like,
Christ.
Yeah, I was like, whoa. But yeah, that's the ultimate. Get Lindy, Wrestler, Cosmo, Ryan to do a show with me. Whether more specifically New Japan Takeover, but if I could just, even if we just talk and it's completely off topic and I just post it on our channel, Katie, whatever I can do, I would probably just, again, I want to make it happen. So that's the goal.
What I will tell you is the worst he can say is no.
Is no. I know, and I get that, but for some reason, I still get so nervous to, like, not just him, but, like, in general, like, you know, asking my mom to do something, or, you know, talking to, like, my dad about this. Like, I know the worst that can happen is they could say no. Maybe it's just because it is a form of rejection, in a way. Like, you know, if they reject your idea, you know, not just with Cosmo, I'm talking about with my parents and everything else that I'm sometimes too worried to ask. Maybe it's just that holds me back, which it really shouldn't, and I know I need to work on that, but it's something that's bothered me for a while. Like, it's just, you know, I struggle to gain the courage to ask a yes or no question when the worst that they could say, like I said, is no, and that's not bad.
I get that. But, it's more so, yeah. It's like an anxiety thing.
Justin.
Well, Justin asked a good question. Is he hot?
I think that's
subjective. Let's hit him up right now, he said.
Oh my god, no! No!
Go ahead, Just. Get on that. Just is on the gram. Go ahead, Justin.
I cannot believe you. Don't tell him to come here. No. First of all, he might...
She said, first of all...
He has a match tomorrow, so please let's not bother him. You can look him up, but don't... Please just don't bother him, okay? Like I said, I bothered him enough. Like... Before last week when I took the week off, and the week before that I went to a wrestling show, I saw him there, but I didn't, like, actually see him, like, one-on-one. But before then, it was, like, 3 weeks in a row where, like, he came out and I said hi to him. And it was specifically for me. Like, literally someone would, like, say, oh, you want to go see Cosmo? Because they would see my shirt, and I'd be like, hell yeah, I want to see him. So they would go backstage and pull him aside for me. So I'm like, I'm pretty sure he's, like, done with me. So I'm like, no.
Relax.
I'm like, let's...
Justin asked, is he Asian?
No, he is not. He is Hispanic. We are in El Paso, predominantly Hispanic, so...
Leave it alone, blah, blah,
blah. You want me to just, like, just look up Cosmo Orion on Instagram, and I'm pretty sure you'll find him.
There you go, Justin. That's your task. That's your homework.
Or, for anyone else watching, you can follow me on Instagram, and more than likely, I've posted about him on my story quite a few times. I take a lot of pictures whenever I go to these shows.
Pretty sure you made, like, an entire Instagram post for him.
I did make an entire Instagram post.
There we go.
For him. So there you go. Yeah. You can just go there. The Asian. But yeah. Ultimate goal, have him on the show. Don't know for what. But again, first I gotta ask him. And if by some miracle I ask, he has to say yes. And by some miracle he says yes, and that's when I gotta figure out what we gotta do. And then we have to figure out a date, because, you know, he's busy. He's got a life.
Which, again, the good aspirations to have. Good goals.
Yeah.
You're growing as a podcaster,
and it seems doable. It's not like, you know, when first of all, he's local. Again, the biggest mm-hmm. part is just me first asking the question.
It's much different when you have to try, when you're trying to contact, like, people in AEW, WWE, ROH. Like, you have to go through many channels to even try. So that is a those are good. Those are good. Mine. I'm getting in that goddamn media room.
You better. Like, I'm gonna spam tweet, and if they're on Threads, I'll spam thread. I don't know if how you say, like, tweet or post on Threads. I'll say at Katie Kinder or Katie Kinsey, whatever the fuck. Katie Rasslin on Twitter.
She said whatever the fuck. Goddamn.
Whatever the fuck her Twitter is, I'm gonna just say go there on Twitter, put on the media scrum, do it.
I mean, like I said, I will put another application in for... Justin said send him his Cosmo's Instagram. I will do one for Payback. Hopefully I get in. If not, I'm not going to any other pay-per-views this year. That money will allow me to. The money is money. So that's the biggest one, is I obviously would love to be in the media room, whether it's WWE or AEW. I don't think AEW is coming anywhere close to me soon, so that'd be kind of harder, like, pay-per-view wise. So that stuff aside, I will be more interviews will be coming out this year, because I'm starting to get back on my ish. More panels this year. I just didn't have time to try and squeeze one or two in before this hiatus. So that's on me. But those, look out for those this year. I'm not entirely, we will be switching into StreamYard. So the aesthetic will look a little different next time you guys see us.
I sent it, Justin, on Instagram.
There you go, Justin. The aesthetic of the show is going to change a little bit, which that's okay. Like I said, I hit 3 years on the 10th, so there will be a little video on Twitter. Don't worry, y'all. I'm not going to leave you hanging. I'll just preemptively say thank you to everybody who has been here for 3 years. Appreciate it.
Right?
Shit.
I've been here since day one. I was Katie's first fan.
Woohoo! Savannah was there in the old group chat on Instagram.
The original
crazy group chat. Yeah. What a time. So I think I will say this. While we're on a hiatus, few things are certain. There will be 2 interviews that will be posted. A vlog. A very, very short SummerSlam vlog, because I'm only in Detroit for a day. Those 3 things for certain from me will be posted on our channel during the hiatus.
Yeah. I'm gonna try and get a Light the Fuse episode out. Because there's more stuff kind of going on with Dynamite. And again, I have a better chance of getting people to do Light the Fuse in New Japan TakeOver, because people watch Dynamite more than New Japan. I will probably post some shorts of clips from the wrestling events I've gone to, because some of them are pretty cool. You know, some of them are straight up, like, diving into the crowd over the chairs and all that shit. So it's pretty funny. It's pretty cool. So stuff like that. Nothing else much for me. If I randomly think of something, you may or may not see something randomly posted. Who knows? If I just decide to impulsively film or do something, I don't know. Because I'm going to try. I finish online school next week, and then I have a couple weeks off. So I might just go crazy those couple weeks. I say that, but probably not.
Well, you also have other stuff to do. But yeah. I will say Dynamite's 200th episode is next week. So maybe you can try and do something for that.
That is
that,
very
for, like,
true.
Fuse.
Katie, I like your thinking.
I mean, I'm pretty smart. What can I say? I think this is a good place to end it. We appreciate y'all for hanging out live. Appreciate y'all watching after the fact, which is gracias. We appreciate y'all listening. I'm gonna try and figure out this affiliate stuff, because we hit 50 followers on Twitch.
Yay!
So I'm gonna try and figure that out maybe in these next few days where I have time. So we'll figure that out. But thank you guys again so much for all of the love that you give us. Savannah, tell people where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and if you want Threads, I've never really on Threads. I don't know why I made it. It was impulsive because everyone was doing it. But if you want, I'm there too. At @y2garcia_, if there's no underscore, it's not me. That mistake has been made. You can catch me posting about Nick and Hangman because their birthdays are back to back. And you know, with all the Cosmo Orion talk, you can see me posting about Cosmo. So my favorite indie wrestler, I could officially say that. So, but yeah,
there you go.
That's where you can find me. Oh, and what I have going on, I kind of mentioned earlier, probably going to get an episode of Light the Fuse out sometime. I think I'm definitely going to do the 200 episode thing. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that, especially during our hiatus, because, you know, we're going to be gone for 2 weeks. It's going to be a little crazy, a little weird, but I'm not going to have to, like, you know, come here, be on, or at least try to be on by 4.
Of course. Justin, don't worry, I'll plug your stuff for you, buddy, don't worry. You can follow me on Twitter at KatieRasson13, Linktree, I'm about to get the Shelly Showcase. Twitch.tv/ShellyShowcase, typically Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern, except for these next 2 weeks, sorry. YouTube.com/ShellyShowcase, that's where you guys can watch all of the stuff that we've been talking about for the past few minutes that will be taking place. Check out the channel whilst we are gone. Content's gonna be up there, I promise. Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, if you want to listen. Just said, check Marks with Mics, 7 p.m. Eastern. There's new Getcho out. We support our friends. There is a new Getting Offed. We did it on Saturday. It's Saw 2.0, so we talk Jigsaw, we talk Spiral, and because it's Matt, we talk Saw Traps as sex positions. And the conversation is hysterical. So, highly recommend checking that out. And like Just said, we both had birthdays in July. Shout out. He said, me and Katie, B-Day, July, hot people born on July.
True. I mean, Hangman and Nick are hot.
And I'm gorgeous. And sweating.
Yes. So. And hot, because you're hot.
yeah, so check out all the stuff. Anything Getting Offed I have been a part of, so you guys can check all that out. Yeah, so I guess we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Crazy. Yeah.
Until next time. Bye-bye.